Today is March 31st, 2021. This will be a short lecture on aspect in feelings words. As I was just saying, you all know several feelings words. Some of you know a lot of feelings words, but you are mainly used to using these words in the continuous aspect. Hatwik, nakmeha, posak, te'ich. These are all continuous aspect. That means having that feeling, and we're not saying when it started or when it'll end. But feelings words are often used in the complete aspect as well. So to speak and understand New Channel fluently, you need to know the complete forms of all of these feelings words. And it turns out that the complete aspect forms of feelings words are somewhat irregular, so they require quite a bit of memorization. We have a handout that I shared last term on common aspect forms of about 200 New Channel, common New Channel verbs, and some of our feelings words are on that handout. So that is a good general reference to use when you're not sure of the complete form of something. I recommend going there first. But I'm about to share a list in the chat with you of all of the continuous and complete forms of most of our important feelings words. I suggest that we take about 5 minutes to go through this list together and pronounce every single one of these forms, just so you can start to feel them in your mouth. The first word I'll use is hungry. The continuous form that you're used to is hatwik, which means feeling hungry, and we're not saying when it started or how long it'll last. But the complete form is hatwikstuk. Hatwikstuk. That means to get hungry. That means you weren't hungry and then you started feeling hungry. That's what hatwikstuk means. You started feeling hungry. And we would use this when it just happened. So if you're hungry and you've been hungry for a while and you're announcing that to everyone, you would say hatwiktlah. I'm hungry. Wah. Hatwiktlah. But if you were fine until just now and then you just started feeling hungry, it would be more natural to say hatwikstuatlah. Hatwikstuatlah. I just got hungry. I'm hungry now. Now, this is a good word to start with because every single emotion word that ends in Q barred lambda in its continuous form follows the same pattern. So if a word ends Q barred lambda in its continuous form, its complete form will end in QSTU barred lambda. So here are some other examples. Barkley sound, male feeling happy, u-akt, u-akt. A male starts feeling happy, u-akstut, u-akstut. A female is feeling happy, u-ksukt, u-ksukt. A female starts feeling happy, u-ksukstut, u-ksukstut. If a woman just got happy, she might say, "Uksukstuatlah." I'm happy now. I just got happy. That cheered me up. Uksukstuatlah. A man would say, "Uakstuatlah." Uakstuatlah. If your man was sad and then you gave him a present, you might ask him, "Uakstuatlak." Are you happy now? Uakstuatlak. Similarly, you would ask your woman, "Uksukstuatlak." Uksukstuatlak. That's in Barkley Sound dialect. In Central dialect, the word for happy is chimkt, which is pangender, chimkt. To start feeling happy, chimkstut, chimkstut. Chimkstuatlsish, I'm happy now. I just started feeling happy. Chimkstuatlsish. And in Cayuga dialect, chimkstutls, or chimkstutlis, or chimkstutlis. Our next example word will be thirsty, nakmeha, nakmeha. The complete form of this is nakmehechit, nakmehechit. Notice that the final A becomes a short I, nakmehechit. Nakmehechiatls, I'm thirsty now. Nakmehechiatlah. Po'al atu, sleepy. Start feeling sleepy. Pusuk or Pusak, feeling body tired. The complete form is Pusshit. Pusshit. So you're starting to see some of the irregularities. Sometimes we form the complete form by adding another ending on top of the continuous form. Sometimes we chop off the ending of the continuous form and add a complete ending. That's what happens with Pusuk, Pusshit. Pusyatla. Oh, I got tired. I'm feeling worn out. I just started feeling that way. Pusyatla. One time I heard a Cayucut man, Tessa's older brother, say, "We yes pusshit." I never get tired. We yes pusshit. Similarly, tohuk, afraid. Tohuk. The complete form, tohshit. Tohshit. Tohshitla. I got scared all of a sudden. Tohshitla. Notice that when we use the complete form, we usually use ut as well. It is not required, but in my experience, we usually use ut. So I can say tohshitla. I got scared just now. Tohshitla. But I think usually people would say tohshitla. Another example in Central Northern dialect, Hatwiakstut, get hungry. You could say Hatwiakstuts, I have just gotten hungry, Hatwiakstuts, but usually in my experience you would hear Hatwiakstuts, Hatwiakstuts, I feel hungry now. The ut ending, which is a unique ending and has its own meaning, is compatible with both aspects. So these are all good Barkley sound sentences. Hatwiaktlah, I'm feeling hungry. Hatwiaktlatlah, I'm feeling hungry now. Hatwiakstutlah, I just started feeling hungry. Hatwiakstutlah, I have just started feeling hungry now. Moving on, our next word is te'ich or ta'ich, which means sick. The complete form is tapich. Tapich. And this is because the ending ich, which means indoors or on the floor, has its own special complete form, which is pit. So any word that ends in ich in the continuous is going to have pit in the complete. And this word is no exception. So tapitlit we'in. I heard he got sick. Tapitlit we'in. Nana'a, understanding, becomes nana'ichit in the complete. Nana'ichit. One of our sentences in evaluation level 3 is nana'ichitlah. Now I get it. Now I just started understanding it. Like, because you explained that, now I get it. Nana'ichitlah. I understand it now. The important word wik, which is the negator, has the complete form wikichit. In one of our groups, someone asked, how do you say not anymore? And the answer is usually with wikichit. So, wikichitlah tohok. I'm not scared anymore. Wikichitlah tohok. Literally, I have just started not being scared. But that amounts to the same thing as I am not scared anymore. And last, the words waak and yaak have very unusual complete forms. Waak, shy or embarrassed. Its complete form is waakshit. Waakshit. Oh, I got embarrassed just now. Waakshit. Yaak means hurting. Yaakshit, it started hurting. Yaakshiatah kukwinksi. My hand started hurting. Yaakshiatah kukwinksi. Now, the first thing you're going to practice is just forming the complete. So I recommend that you spend 5 minutes just practicing these forms. One partner can prompt with a continuous form, and the other person can give the complete form. That's one way to do it. Or one person can lead everyone else through it. If several people are having trouble following, then it might help to have a facilitator lead them through the forms. Then practice asking and answering these questions. We're going to ask the same question as we were before. How are you now? Akanatlk or Akanatlak or Akintlk, depending on your dialect. But now you're going to say, I have just started feeling blah, blah, blah. And for that, you're going to need the complete form. I have just started feeling hungry. Tapi atls, I just got sick, and so on.